Public Protector Tuli Madonsela has requested the National Treasury to probe all PRASA tenders over 10 million rand dating back to 2012. Madonsela released her derailed report following an investigation into the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa. She said that in consultation with the PRASA board, the National Treasury's chief procurement officer should consider commissioning a forensic investigation on all PRASA contracts or tenders valued above 10 million rand issued between April 1st, 2012 and June 30th, 2015. After making numerous adverse findings, including maladministration, abuse of power, and financial mismanagement against PRASA and former chief executive Lucky Montana, Madonsela urged the transport minister, Dipao Peters, to act. She also said the ex-chief executive made improper appointments and improperly terminated employee contracts during his tenure, costing the state-owned enterprise millions of rands. Now, joining us this morning on the line, we have the public protector, Advocate Tuli Madonsela. Advocate Madonsela, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity.
Looking at all the reports subsequent to your media briefing, would it be correct to say that central to all the adverse findings in this report is Lucky Montana?
It would be fair. And it's not personal. It's because if you are the GCEO, obviously most of the corporate decisions would be made by you. In PRASA, it could have been different because the CEO is not the accounting authority. The accounting authority is the board, but their delegations instrument has delegated most of the power to the GCEO.
In that sense, does your report comment on perhaps some of the blame being taken by the board for delegating to that extent?
We have asked them to review their delegations and to review their controls.
Now, Lucky Montana has hit back, and I'm sure he's got the. You would agree that he's got the right to pursue legal options. But the legal options aside, he's raising issues such as the public protector choosing drama over truth. And one of the examples he gives, he says there's this Mr. Modisela that has been linked to him in the report, but he's never met the man in his life.
Well, we haven't linked him to anyone that he is not linked to. Mr. Montana should stop the drama and look at the report. Hopefully, Mr. Lucky Makubela, who is his attorney, was at the meeting. I think he shouldn't speak without speaking to Mr. Lucky Makubela. Where he was accused of having relationships with people, the report has not confirmed any of those relationships. So we haven't said he's related to Mr. Modisela or any person because the evidence did not prove it. Where we have found him guilty is financial mismanagement, failure to apply demand management, cost overruns, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, scope creep, and human resources mismanagement. Those are decisions that were made by him, and he incidentally supplied all of the documents we relied on.
Now you're asking the Treasury to look at all tenders between that period of April 1st, 2012 and June 30th, 2015, valued above 10 million. What are the reasons for that?
It's two reasons. One is we didn't investigate anything that came after June 2012 because this is an old investigation and the matters were reported to us in 2012. It's just that it took PRASA almost a year to give us the information. And even then it came in drips and drabs. We didn't then investigate the new allegations and we regarded them as issue creeps. Those are the ones that we're asking Treasury to investigated. Secondly, there were serious allegations of corruption, of improper relationships, and there were a lot of anomalies. The anomalies in PRASA is the sudden procurement of services, just without any demand management, assessing the need and planning it. Then just out of the blue, something is procured. In the corruption family, where I am part of a member of World Economic Forum, Transparency International, whenever there's sudden procurement and all rules are broken, it is important to look at, to slice beneath the surface because there may be reasons why there is this sudden move that breaks all of the rules. And only a forensic investigation will look at people's bank accounts, people's relationships, and through cell phone records, etc., and also go into the computers. Because with the computers, a lot of the documents we got, we don't know their authenticity. They're not signed. They're not dated. So we don't know when were they actually created. Were they ever really used to make those decisions? A forensic investigation would show exactly when a document was created and for what purpose.
Mm. Newspaper reports this morning are indicating that your office will follow this up with a second report. Is that correct?
Yes, only the things that we investigated and could not conclude, such as the Mjanji tender, the big communications tender, we couldn't conclude because PRASA did not give us the document, the blue train, and several other issues. So those, there are seven matters that we already have investigated, and we have indicated some of the information we have, but we couldn't conclude it. That's the only thing that we are going to cover in the second report. We will not cover new matters that came after June 2012.
Advocate Madam Sela, thank you so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Go well. That was Public Protector Thuli Madam Sela talking to us this morning about her report into issues at PRASA, saying that it's not personal and that Lucky Montana should stop the drama. He's the one who made the decisions, and he's the one who provided the information, the documentation that led to the Public Protector making her findings. He has the right to pursue it legally, and she gave him advice. They're saying that he should rather speak through his lawyer or let his lawyer do the speaking, since he's going to be pursuing legal challenges. Anyway, Public Protector's report, just from the way the Public Protector speaks, you can get an indication that there's a lot of work that goes into these reports. It's not that, you know, somebody just picks up the phone one day or writes a letter and says, okay, here's a complaint, I'm lodging it at the Public Protector's office, and that a few days later there's a report out. There's a lot of behind the scenes work that needs to take place, documentations that need to be secured and analyzed, and questions asked and that kind of thing. And everything has not been resolved in this one report, as Advocate Madam Sela explained there. There needs to be a follow-up on the outstanding issues which she enlisted for us. 16 minutes to 9, you are listening to Sabah and Muslim Drive Time. We go for a quick Nasheed break.